Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Last week, you started analyzing your time and setting yourself up with a calendar. And we get to keep going on this for a while. I'm talking about vision this week and your calendar. So at different times of the year, or every so often, I'll find myself entangled in my calendar. Things will start to come up that I want to start to do self-care. I'll get feeling like I have so much to do that I want to put the blanket back on and get back on the couch. And then those things will just keep piling up. And what I know now from experience is if instead I take a good look at my calendar in this moment, these moments, and I dig in and I step up instead of stepping back. You did an analysis of time last week with your calendar. What did you discover? What are the areas that you're really succeeding in your calendar? And what are some of the areas where you have some wiggle room? Not to shame yourself, but I looked into my calendar a few weeks ago and discovered, and I'm continuing to discover, I get distracted with all the options available on my phone. All the options to navigate, to search for something, then find something else, and then find things over and over and over connected to that. Going down a rabbit hole of distraction. I used to turn on the TV at a certain point, but at least it felt relaxing, like I was done with my work for the day, and I was choosing to relax. That screen time that I've been engaged in, that I've noticed, and I continue to take notice of because I'm working on shifting that. That time just drifts away. It produces nothing for me. And it's not even relaxing. It just, the time disappears. If you've got some things like that in your calendar that you want to shift, let's decide, what would you like to do there? And then get determined. It's like the binge eating that people might do. Yeah, or if it's I'm getting on a chocolate, I'm eating too much chocolate. That binge screen time, I'll call it a binge. Because all of a sudden, you come to your senses of what you've been doing and you look at the time and the time is gone and you just let yourself go there. So what would you like to do with any of the time that's not proving to be valuable for you? Let's lock it to vision this week. And let's make sure that you're having time where it's quiet, where you can really hear what your next steps are, what your being is guiding you to, the inspiration. Look at your schedule and make sure that you are removing things that are wasting, that are doing things with time that you're not interested in. And make sure that you put in opportunities for listening. So when I'm cleaning my house, for example, I don't love cleaning the house, but I find when I'm tidying up, doing dishes, cleaning the house, those sorts of activities are mindless for me. And I will often, my mind will start wandering and inspiration will come. Ideas will come. And I can jot those ideas down or start pursuing them because they're actually a next step for me. Today's coaching is about taking the information from last week and connecting it to vision and deciding what do you want with your calendar this week? How can you give yourself some breathing room and also more time to be productive by removing some of the things that aren't serving you in your calendar? That's a big task. So that's what we're working on this week. That's our job for this week, just to analyze what we discovered last week and do something with it. So today you get to look at where in your calendar you have some wiggle room. Just locate that for today. And be kind to yourself as you do. Everything that you have been doing is, there's no right or wrong. We're just taking some time to steer you strongly towards your vision by looking and doing some tweaking. So be kind to yourself. I'm sending you love. Have a beautiful day.